Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 217 for the week of July 18th, 2011. Seeking employment in the surface finishing industry? Then please check out our Help Wanteds. Posted on July 12th, CST Surtech Inc. has available two full-time chemical sales positions in the southeastern U.S. and upper Midwest U.S. These chemical sales positions service the metal finishing, aerospace, automotive, and industrial parts cleaning industries. For more information on these chemical sales positions available at CST Surtech, please visit our Help Wanteds directory. In other advertiser news, Cleveland Black Oxide, located in Cleveland, Ohio, has issued a press release titled Works of Art in Black Oxide. Artist and sculptor Ann Lindberg of Kansas City, Missouri, has her work widely exhibited in the U.S. and throughout the world. Some years ago, Anne began experimenting with projects using piano wire and stainless steel wire and rods of varying thickness. She fastened these wire rods, sometimes thousands of them, onto a backing material in varying shapes and densities, giving a striking three-dimensional effect. Her work is displayed over a large area in the gallery and invites the viewer to apply their own interpretations. She often combines wood or other material with the wire to add dimension and achieve a particular visual effect. The trick, she says, is to have the rods bend with just the right arc. In experimenting with paint and other surface treatments, Anne discovered that black oxide would give the flat black color she was searching for without altering the thickness of the stainless wire or its bending properties. Unlike paint or powder coating, black oxide is a surface conversion process and does not alter the physical dimensions of the part. Finishes can range from flat to shiny depending on surface conditions and post-process treatments. To read the full press release, please visit Cleveland Black Oxide's WorldLink listing in the Job Shops directory. Here's the calendar of events through August. On July 20th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have their annual Hazardous Waste Generator Training at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. On August 2nd, 4th, 9th, 11th, 16th, 18th, 23rd, and 25th, the AESF Foundation will hold a web-based precious metals plating course. On August 5th, the Detroit branch of the AESF will hold their 2011 Leonelli Detroit Branch Golf Day at Fox Hills Golf Course in Plymouth, Michigan. On August 17th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have their annual on-site wastewater treatment training at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. On August 23rd through the 25th, Metal Finishing News Shot Peening Workshop will take place in Houston, Texas. And on August 31st, the AESF Foundation will hold a webinar on troubleshooting precious metals. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.